Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. What does it mean to be clothed in righteousness? Isaiah 61 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Let's listen to today's message as Pastor Joel concludes last week's message, Clothed in Righteousness, and what it truly means to be clothed in righteousness.
It's there to protect us. So it stands to reason that if righteousness is listed as part of the arm of God, it obviously serves to protect the people of God. That's us. That's you. That's your children. That's your grandchildren. That's those who will listen to the word that you put out, your neighbors, your friends, your sons and daughters, even people at your workplace that may not agree with you. Just keep telling them. Just speak it. When a person doesn't agree with what you're saying and doesn't want to know the Lord, that's fine. Talk to a person that does want to know the Lord, and that person that doesn't want to know the Lord will be ear hustling. They'll be listening. Come on. I don't believe in no Jesus. They say he died and rose again. When? Really? 500 people. I'm going to check on that. Next day at the water cooler, you see the same person. So how you doing? Okay. And you talk to somebody else, girl, let me tell you what Jesus did for me. I didn't get my check, and somebody owed me $5,000. Came. You mean he give away money? They listening again. Really? You mean God can work like that? Next thing you know, they're going home, they're looking, and what kind of Bible do you read anyway? 2-3 months later, you see them again, you say, how you doing? They say, how right? How you? And now they want to talk, see? So, you just keep on speaking that word, because that armor, it sets you up and it sets up other people. You represent the Lord. You represent God. You are an ambassador for the Lord. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians 5:20. You are an ambassador of the Lord. So that means that you got Jesus written across you, whether you know it or not. It's written across your face. It's on your forehead. Huh? You know, like, just like at one of those games, when the finals, you know, people go out dressed in green and blue and whatever the team is. You know who they represent when they go out. Well, spiritually, you need to represent Jesus. And he's saying that I'm giving you my righteousness. You're protected, daughter. You're protected, son. You can be among them, but not with them, because you're with me. That's what God is saying. And when we get to understand that, things of this world look strangely dim to us. We start saying, wait a minute, let me get myself together. Let me get out of that and put back on the righteousness of God. It ain't about all that. It's about Jesus Christ. That's why we need to know this. It obviously serves to protect us. And you said, but how? How does it serve to protect us? Well, let's look at some things. Let's look at this again. That spiritual analogy. The language in Ephesians 6:14, that breastplate, you know what it is. It protects the most vital organ you have, your heart. Or one of the most vital, your brain, your heart. Okay, they sort of work hand in hand. But the heart is important. Out of the heart speaks the mouth. Okay, people are going to know what you think about. They're going to know where your heart is when the way you come at them. You know, a lot of us come to church and we look all pious and nice and sweet. Sweet as pie. Just halos on every head. Boy, look on Facebook. You want to know how somebody really doing? Wow. This catch us out of church. That's where your heart is. See where we go when we leave here. See us on Friday night, Saturday. See where we go. The Lord knows where we go. Let's put it like that. The Lord knows what we do. That's why our heart has to be guarded. That's why he gives us righteousness to protect our ticker. Spiritually, to protect our heart. I'm going to tell you how important that is. Okay?
that we put on the breastplate of righteousness, because Satan and his demonic forces, they're out to get you. They're out to fire a shot right through your heart, take you out. Satan will try to steal your heart from you. Huh? He'll try to steal you away from God by turning your heart away from God. He sure will do it. If you're not careful, he'll do it. As long as you remain anchored in the Lord, like that song says, my soul is anchored in the Lord. You know that song? As long as your soul is anchored in the Lord, you got a chance. You see, you're on the right path. You're going down the narrow road. But there are many people that's going to go down that wide road, and you want to go with them because it looks like they're having a good time. No, they're having a short time. That's what that is. That's a short time. That's not a good time. Sometimes it looks good, but it's really just short. Uh-huh. And that's what they've got. So you need to go down the other road, and that's the one where you're anchored in the Lord. You see, unless you're truly grounded in righteousness, the devil can come along and strip you. He strips a lot of unsuspecting, weak Christians. Mm-hmm. He strips you. You know, the demonic forces are like bullies. They pick on people that are weak, that don't know. Huh? It's like your weakest link. It's always the weakest link that gets you. You ever seen that show, Family Feud? I'm just going to talk about it for a minute. Just for a minute, just to make a point. I'm not telling you to go watch it or anything like that. But you ever notice how they're doing good until the fifth person gets up there to ring the buzzer? And now everything is on the line. The other family can win. He said, one of you are going to get it. And they put that weakest link. I don't know why. You need to put the strong link at the bottom. But the weakest link will come up. Don't know which hand. You know they messed up when they do this. Don't know which hand to put down. Looking at Steve instead of listening for the word. He said, out of three colors, give me the lightest one. White and black. And they go. Other person, white. And they still like this. And the other person walk away. Okay, they got it. And he's still up there. That's the one that Satan going to come after. He's going to come out. He's going to always come after the weakest link. Okay? So put that in our spirit. If you're stuck in neutral, you don't know the word. You don't know where to go. You're a follower. You're the last rung in the ladder. You're the one at the bottom. Nobody else helping you. You don't know Jesus. You following everybody. Satan going to pick you off. It's the lamb that strays. Now, God said, I'll leave the 99 to say the one, but he didn't say, you got to be that one. Right? He said, I give you my word. I'm giving you the arm of righteousness to get you right. And that's what we need to think about. Satan will pick you off and lead you down a dark road. I've seen some people who used to be in leadership in churches. I've seen people that used to go to church. Now they're out of church. Now, I've been with the Lord since 2004. I've been with him a long time. But the way he came to me was just one of those things where I don't have a choice. Okay, I'm not saying everybody. We all have different walks. But I've been with him, what, how many years now we've been? 14, 15 years, something like that. And I don't know. But this was early when I first came to the Lord. I saw people. And I certainly didn't know I was going to be a pastor back then. The Lord didn't tell me that. Kept that from me till later. That's okay. But I noticed a lot of people that were in church then are not in church now. And they, I don't know what happened. So like I said, I didn't know these people personally, but I knew that these people were in church, and I can't tell you either. What I don't know is if the church was in them. I don't know that. Now, I've grown somewhat since then. I'm still growing, but I've grown somewhat and been pastoring for a minute, and I'm still growing. But I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and you can bank on this, that it is the righteousness of God that protects us from falling to the devil. It's the righteousness of God that will protect you. It's the righteousness of God that will fortify you, that you can see through a lie from 20 yards. You're going to smell it. You're going to feel it. You'll know when somebody's trying to run a game on you, because the Holy Spirit is going to be in you so deep when the righteousness of God is in you to protect you. Everybody don't have to tell you. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will teach you these things. And you don't even really need that somebody else teaches you, except that that same Holy Spirit teaches you. And it's true and not a lie. It says that in 1 John 2:27, the Holy Spirit is going to teach you these things. But that's the righteousness of God. And that's why the Lord puts that put this across your chest to protect your heart, so that they don't steal you away from me, so that they don't drive you away from me, lure you away from me, cajole you away from me. And that's what the devil will try to do. But it's very, very important. It's the righteousness of God that protects us from falling to the devil. Now, let's do this. Let's go back to Isaiah. Pastor, can you take us to Isaiah 54:14.
Isaiah 54:14, yes.
And read that one for us, please.
In righteousness, you shall be established.
You shall be established.
You shall be far from oppression, for you shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
All right, that's good. That's good. Yeah, we'll stop right there. This is what I want to say, Pastor. This verse is saying that we are established in righteousness. Is that what it said? In righteousness, you shall be established. It says you're going to be far from oppression. You're not going to fear. That's what my Lord is saying. It says we're established in righteousness. It says when you become established in righteousness, family, oppression won't come near you. We know some people are possessed, and we said some people are oppressed. Now, this scripture said oppression won't come near you. So do you know what that means? Well, let me tell you what it doesn't mean. First, it doesn't mean that the devil or his demons won't try you. They will try you. I got news for you. They're going to try you. You probably can tell me, Pastor, they tried me now. Okay, I understand that. Okay, yes, we do know that they're going to try us. If not, just read about Job. You'll see how they try you. Read about Joseph. Read about Paul, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, it doesn't mean that oppression won't be sent your way. But what it does mean is that oppression won't consume you. Okay, oppression won't take you out, can't take you out. That's what it means, okay? Oppression will come your way, but oppression won't stay. That's what it means, okay? And that's what we have to understand about this thing. That's what it's saying in Isaiah. It doesn't mean that you won't be oppressed. He's going to come your way. He's going to try you. Okay? He's going to try you. You're going to be tested, all right? But it won't stay, okay? Do you understand that? That means because, as the word says, you've been established in righteousness. It's not no accident. Not an accidental thing. It's not a passing thing. God has blessed you. He has said, you are mine. You represent me. I'm going to establish you in righteousness. I don't care what you see. I don't care how you feel. You're going to be established in righteousness. I don't care what they're telling you. I don't care how many people turn against you. You're established in righteousness. You got people praying for you. You got people standing in a gap for you. You got people laying on their face for you. You're established in righteousness. Sooner or later, you're going to see it. Absolute truth. Absolute truth. Let me tell you something. I was a long way from Jesus. I had murder in my eyes, murder in my heart. Not murder, killing, because so many people were doing such bad things to people. I wanted to be a vigilante. I wanted to take them out. And if they mess with me, I would. Anything that belongs to me, I would. And I didn't believe in Jesus, so I said, I got to do it myself. And I meant it. Life didn't mean a thing to me. Do you know that the Lord came to me and pulled me out? He said, I've been taking care of you. Don't you know I saved you? Don't you know I'll take care of you? He sure did. And he said, now I'm going to bless you because you've given your life to me. Don't you know you're dressed in righteousness? You traded your old life for a new life. You got to walk in this thing. That's what he's talking about. Take off that old clothing. Not about you, it's about me. That's what he did. That's what he says. I ain't no different than anybody or worse. But I'm telling you, when you stand in the face of the Lord and you give your life to him and you say, okay, Lord, I don't know what's around the corner, but I know you've got me covered. I know you're with me and I'm going to stand with you as long as you'll have me. I'm going to be there, Lord. I may not like how I'm feeling. I may not know how it feels to be shoved in a meat cleaver, but I'll go through the meat cleaver for you, Jesus, because I know I'll come out on the other side in one piece. And that's exactly what he's talking about. But this scripture tells you, in righteousness you've been established. Do you know when you establish something what it means? It means you've been made firm. You're established. I mean, you're stable in that thing. You're established at a job. Your position is almost secure. You're stable in that thing. It means that you're in it so deep that you've taken root in it. That's what it means to be established in the Lord. It's like you've been ingrained in it, huh? And now it's growing in you. You're in with the Lord so deep that now he's growing up in you. He's coming all up through you. He's all in your veins. He's in your brain. He's telling you how to think. He's telling you how to act. Huh? That's what he's talking about. How about that, church? Do you feel that that's how you are in Christ? Do you feel stuck with Jesus? Huh? You feel like you're in a stable relationship with Christ? Yeah. Feel like you're in so deep you got nowhere else to go? Matter of fact, you don't want to go anywhere else. Do you find that the things of the world just don't turn you on anymore? Find people leaving you? Huh? People, you don't get many phone calls? Family. You ever change families? You ever been through the... It's a mystery. When you become a Christian, your family changes. Biological family is taking place by the family in of the church. You ever been through that? Uh-huh. That means you're established, my friend. That means you are established in the Lord. Huh? That's what it means. But you don't care because you don't want to be anywhere else. You're so grounded in the Lord that you're not really much good to anybody in the world except to tell them about the Lord. See? That's really how it is. Uh-huh. If so, then praise God. That means you are established in righteousness. You are rooted and booted in Jesus. That means you dressed in him from the toes up. Huh? That's right. That's exactly what it means. You see, saints, when people see you, they need to see Christ in you. Huh? Why? Because he's given us his righteousness. Huh? And we're to be clothed in his righteousness. It would make sense for you to look like somebody else. Who you want to look like? I don't know. I can't think of anybody else. Who you want to look like? I can't think. Nothing coming to my head. Lord, just put a zero right there. I can't think of anybody. You got to look like Jesus. I can't think of any other deity. I don't know. Who you want to look like? Who saved you? Muhammad saved you? Gandhi? Will look like Gandhi? Farrakhan? Who? Elijah Muhammad? Who? Your boss, who? Nobody else to look like but Jesus. He's the only one. Nobody can do you like Jesus can. Who else you going to look like? Think about it. Think about it. Rooted and booted in Christ Jesus. Truly connected to the vine, which Jesus speaks about in John 15. We talked about that last week. Huh? Truly rooted in the vine. I'm going back to Isaiah 54:14. If you're established in righteousness, oppression doesn't have a chance with you. Understand that. Doesn't have a chance with you. He says, you shall not fear. Huh? If you know the other scripture in Isaiah 41:10, what does it say? Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I'll strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll uphold you with my righteous right hand. And it goes on and says, behold, all those who were incensed against you will be ashamed and disgraced. They'll be as nothing. Huh? So those who strive with you, you won't even be able to find them. Huh? Those who contend with you, those who make war against you, shall be as nothing as a non-existent thing. That's what he says. That's what the word says. This is God. This is the one who says, my righteousness covers you. All right? So it's important that we be clothed in righteousness. I see it. Can you see somebody messing with you? Some demon messing with you? You rooted in the word, got the armor, righteousness on, and God let that demon come out at you in the first place, and that demon's messing with you, and the Lord is saying, okay, that's enough. He said, you know why? Who are you to try my righteous one? The one that my son, my daughter, said, you messing with my righteousness. See, you got God's righteousness all over you. Somebody messing with you, they messing with Jesus. Somebody's messing with you, talking about you, disparaging you. You better pray for those people. You better pray for them if you're truly walking in God's righteousness. Oppression will come at you, but it won't stay long. Huh? It won't stay. Can't stay. We're to be clothed in righteousness. Now, I'm going to close because I know we got something. But let me remind you of a scripture found in John chapter 14. Pastor, can you take us to John 14 and just read John 14 verses 15 to 20, please? John 14 verses 15 to 14.
John 14 verses 15 to 20 tells us, if you ask anything in my name.
Now, this is Jesus talking. Listen, y'all, listen to what he's saying.
I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandment, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that
now.
He may abide with you forever.
All right.
The Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. Whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be with you.
Look.
Then Jesus says, I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know what else to say. If we believe that, I don't know what else to say if that's true, and I know it's true. And down in verse 23, look here. He says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Who gonna mess with you when you got power like that in your corner? The Lord speaks to us, and he told me today, this morning, he said, I looked to see myself in you. When God looks at you, he's looking for himself. He's looking to see himself in us.
Amen. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're so thankful for your support. If you haven't had the opportunity to sow a financial seed and have the desire and the means to do so, Will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website where giving is easy. Simply click on the donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. Join us Sundays for live worship services on Facebook at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at SpiritOfTruthChurchWorldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God next week for another powerful message with Pastor Joel Jones. Until next time. God is so-